and welcome to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kiana.
And today we'll be covering Season 5, Episode 12. I can't believe you're on Episode 12 already.
I know. This season's kind of flying by.
That's because it's the most interesting that we've had in a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's start with Gino and Jasmine. So this episode starts when they are going to meet Jasmine's mom and her sister. And honestly, the vibes that I was getting from Jasmine when they were on the way over there was that she already had a feeling that her mom wasn't gonna like Gino.
Yeah, her mom was kind of rude.
Yeah, and when they got over there, of course, the mom didn't like Gino. And I think it's mostly because of his age. I didn't realize that Gino was as old as he is. He's 51. And I guess that is literally the same age as Jasmine's mom.
Oh, how old is Jasmine?
I think she's in her 30s. But, I mean, that sounds pretty understandable for why Jasmine's mom would be upset.
Yeah, he should be dating her mom.
So you could definitely tell that Jasmine's mom was not impressed with Gino. He had asked her about if Jasmine had any past boyfriends, you know, when she was younger, were the boys all over her? Oh my goodness, did you see her face?
Okay, I think this is kind of what we were talking about last week when we were talking about Kimberly's son and how, like, sometimes people are cool like Kimberly's son was, and then other times people are just so mean when they meet these people.
Yeah, her mom was not even trying to pretend like she liked Gino.
Or, like, be open or anything. She was just staring at him like he's trying to make, like, small talk, like a light conversation, and the mom's like, no.
Well, it was really cute, though, because she kind of opened up at a certain point when she started showing Jasmine's childhood photos. Jasmine was so pretty when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we get to the part where Gino asks, can he propose to Jasmine? And it's funny because to me, even before we met Jasmine's mom, her biggest thing was, if my mom doesn't approve, then we cannot be together.
Right.
But it seemed like her mom still didn't approve. She just said okay because she knew that Jasmine wants to be with Gino. But to me, it still seemed like she didn't really approve. But of course, she says yes to Gino's asking if he can propose. And now Gino and Jasmine are so excited, whatever. But I'm like, she still didn't seem very happy about it.
Yeah, she just said something about Jasmine being her treasure. And she wants her to be happier. Something she said.
I don't know. And then at the very end of their segment, Jasmine is still saying that since the whole trust issue is going on, she doesn't even know if they should get married.
I think they should get married. I think Gino still kind of, like, even though he's 50-something, he still has a little growing up to do, though, because, like, how they showed the preview for next week, and it seems like something else has come up now. So I think if he wants to be with Jasmine, he just needs to leave the other girls alone.
Well, I think what comes up is that the girl who he sent the nudes to told Jasmine that her pictures were going to be all over the internet.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would probably bring up old madness, even though she was over it at the time. If the girl is threatening to release the pictures, then yeah.
It's weird because these segments were not very long.
Yes.
We talk about how the episodes are 2 hours every week, but I don't know how they're putting a lot of nothing into these episodes to still make them 2 hours.
Well, before we move on, and I just remember this, sorry. So I saw on Twitter, people were talking about how TLC is staging certain things on these episodes. I never noticed it before, but apparently it's a thing and it happens all the time. So people were talking about how when they were about to eat and they were going to say grace, Gino didn't take his hat off. And the people on Twitter pointed out that the food was already eaten when they were, like, showing this part.
So they said grace, but there was no food?
Right, because they had already eaten, but they were talking about it like after they had already eaten. So basically kind of staged that conversation, I guess.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I did not notice that.
Yeah, and so I saw that before I saw the episode, because I didn't see the episode on Sunday, I saw it after. And that's what people were saying, and I noticed it, so.
Damn. So Gino probably did take his hat off to eat since the cameras weren't rolling.
I feel like he probably took his hat off, or it wasn't a big deal, so they had to like kind of try to make something out of it since they were building it up.
Wow. I'm not shocked that they would do that, but it's weird that they would miss something like that.
Yeah.
But maybe they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to Memphis and Hamza. This episode starts with Memphis and Hamza talking, and oh my gosh, they actually have a translator with them. Finally.
It's so much easier, it seems like, than using the app, even though the app is pretty much saying what they're saying, but you have to like stop, let the person listen, then they're replying, but you don't know what they're saying, then you have to play it. So I think it seems much easier, even though it's kind of the same.
Yeah, I think so too. So basically, when they're talking to the translator, it comes out that Hamza is still having these trust issues about Memphis and her ex. He's afraid that she's gonna still want to be with him, or that she may even still have feelings for her ex. Of course, they can't even just have a conversation, you know, in a nice way, because Memphis starts getting worked up. She doesn't understand why he doesn't understand that the relationship with her ex is just because they have kids and he was there for her. I get where Hamza is coming from, though. First of all, you just randomly throw out this information about you staying at his house. And now you're telling me, oh yeah, but there's nothing going on. But this is the person that you confide in. We know she has a sister and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that he's the one that you're running to?
I'll say, okay, I agree with Hamza as well. But at the same time, I feel like this was at the very beginning of when Hamza and Memphis started talking. I don't know how long they've been together at this point, like officially, but not to mention, Hamza can't expect Memphis to just completely cut her ex out of her life because they do have kids together. She's gonna have to be communicating with him. But obviously, when they get married and when Hamza gets to the US, she's not gonna be running over there. So I think Hamza needs to understand, like, obviously, we're together now, we're solid, we're engaged, we're married, whatever the case may be. So when I return to the US, no, I'm not going to just be running to my ex for problems. Yes, we will talk because of the kids, and that's it.
I mean, I hope that she wouldn't go running over there, but I don't know. It low-key seems like she would. And like you said, this happened in the beginning of their relationship. It's the fact that you're even bringing it up for me. It makes you sound guilty of something.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So make now I am wondering why, like, what is really going on?
So I think that Memphis only brought it up because it added to the story. But I don't think anything more happened. Obviously, Hamza is thinking more happened, because why else are you telling me this, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, let me just say this sidebar real quick. I feel like TLC is kind of like, what are you guys doing? It's seeming not scripted, but a lot of things are being pointed out recently, like within the past few episodes, that are making me like second guess.
Maybe they just need a lot of filler content, and that's why it seems like it's a lot of random stuff that's just coming out of nowhere.
Which I get. But maybe make the episodes shorter. Why does it need to be 2 hours of nothing? I mean,
well, maybe it's because us loyal viewers are used to 2-hour episodes. They can't just cut them short.
Yeah, I just don't recall like any previous seasons having so much stuff that's like, really, was that necessary, you know?
Yeah, and it comes out of nowhere, but whatever.
Yes.
So I think that Memphis is getting a little bit better, though. We always have something to say about Memphis, but this episode, when Hamza is telling the translator to tell her, I cannot talk to you, and I don't like talking to you when you are yelling and always getting worked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was proud of Hamza for finally saying what was on his mind. But Memphis actually listened to him say that,
mm-hmm.
and calmed herself down so that they could continue the conversation. So I appreciated that from Memphis. Also, something really cute happened because she started crying, I guess because she was overwhelmed. And he gets up and he kisses her, and she told him that she appreciated it. And Hamza said, she's a part of him.
I know. That was so cute.
It was so sweet.
I think what changed Memphis is the fact that last week, Hamza said, look, I don't think we should get married because you're doing too much. I think now she's realizing that she was giving him kind of some doubts about her and the way that she be acting. So now she's actually trying to calm down, which is good.
Yes. And hopefully she continues on this path. Well, when we see them next, they are on this trail or mountain. I'm not sure what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like Memphis was actually very surprised because Hamza ends up asking her to marry him again.
I know.
And it was very sweet. And, I mean, he seems like such a gentleman. So, I think that you're right. She knows that he's a good guy and she really loves him. And she doesn't want to lose him over something that could easily be prevented.
Exactly.
So, I'm proud of you, Memphis girl.
Yeah, I'm glad that Memphis is coming around and, you know, just relaxing and not doing too much.
Yes. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to Kim and Usman. Okay, this episode starts with Usman finally telling Kim that the song that she's there for to help support him on the music video for is about another woman who's actually named Zara. Now, Kimberly is pretty upset at this. Let me just say, I would be too. We kind of talked about it last week, but I think she has every right to be upset.
I get that she's upset because she didn't know about the song being about an actual person. We weren't dating at that time, but she did kind of bring up a good point when she was like, you loved her enough to make a song about her.
Yeah. And then Usman,
I get that.
Yeah. And then Usman is trying to make it better by saying that, yes, he wrote the song about her, but then she broke up with him. So it's okay.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. That would make me even more upset because why are you writing a song about someone that broke up with you? You know, it makes it seem.
No, he wrote the song and she broke up with him after. But the song was already done. And if it's a hit, hey, at the end of the day, I'm a musician. And if this song is a hit or if it's a good song, popular song, and people like it in the area, then I'm not going to not sing the song anymore, not perform the song, not make a music video for the song just because you broke up with me. I still got to get this paper at the end of the day.
Either way, though, I feel like it would be different if Usman is saying, I broke up with her. I didn't want to be with her versus, yeah, she broke up with me. It made it seem as if she hadn't broke up with him, they may still be together and you wouldn't be here with Kimberly. That's kind of what I got.
And that's fine, though.
What?
That's fine because they did break up and they're not together. So it doesn't really matter. Oh, she broke up with him. If she wouldn't have broken up with him, then they would.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be your second choice because that's the vibes that I was getting, that Kimberly is Yes, because Kimberly pointed out that they had been talking for a year, but Usman had been with this girl sometime in the middle of that year that they were talking. And the whole time they're talking, we already know that Kimberly is thinking that they're talking in order to get into a relationship, not just friends. They already kind of knew that the relationship was going to become more serious, yet he's in a whole relationship with someone else that he never even mentioned to Kimberly.
Right. I saw that. But at the same time, we have to remember they weren't in a relationship. Here's the thing about Usman that I appreciate. Usman never led her on. He never told her, we're going to be together, we're in a relationship, this, that, this. He never did any of that. He told her straight up, we are just friends for now. If it gets more than that, then fine. So she's been talking to him. She's been all in love with him. He's never led her on. I think she should appreciate that because honestly, he could have been leaving her on that entire time.
And maybe all that wouldn't be such a big deal if he had been honest upfront about the song. I feel as if maybe I would have gone, maybe I wouldn't have gone, but at least it would have been my choice to decide if I want to go, knowing that this guy was so in love with someone else that he wrote this amazing song about her. Wouldn't that be my choice, please?
Yeah, that's true. He could have at least told her about the song.
Right. Well, then Kimberly is basically saying, I'm leaving. You know, you can keep all the gifts that I got you. Because he's trying to bring them back. Mm-hmm. Which to me was like, are you pushing her away? You really want her to go? Or what are you trying to do by bringing these gifts back? Because she didn't even ask for them back.
Right.
But she's deciding that she's going to leave. How did it even end? Or did it just end like she didn't leave?
She didn't leave. The last thing that I can remember is that she was telling him he can keep the gifts, they're hers. And then I think it went to a commercial. And then I don't remember what happened after that.
Me
but
either.
It wasn't anything significant.
I think it must have ended on that.
Yeah.
That might have been the last time that we saw them on this episode. What are you hoping for from their relationship? Do you hope that they will stay together?
I hope they stay together. To me, Usman is a really good guy. He hasn't necessarily lied to her. I mean, no, he didn't tell her about the song, but he hasn't necessarily lied to her about anything as far as their relationship. Yes, he could have told her about the song, but I think Usman is a good guy. But I also think at the same time, he's not going to stand for any BS. So if Kimberly's acting crazy, I don't think Usman is going to stand for it.
I agree. I think that if she keeps on saying that she wants to leave, he's going to let her. He's not going to beg
her. Yeah, it's not going to be like Michael and what's her name?
Jimena?
No, Michael from Nigeria.
Oh, Angela.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be another Michael and Angela. That's for sure. I think Usman will be like, all right, now. I told you what it is. I've been honest with you. Maybe I should have told you sooner, but if you're acting like this and you want to leave, then go.
Ooh, I think that she's going to forgive him on the next episode, mm-hmm. especially because we have seen their relationship when Kimberly was first trying to get Usman to sleep with her. Then he got upset. Then the next episode, he's asking her to be his girlfriend. Now, this episode, Kimberly's upset. So the only other option is for the next episode, Kimberly's going to forgive him.
Exactly. Okay, so who do we have next?
Next, we have Ben and Mahogany.
I wish our listeners could see my eye roll.
I think you rolled them hard enough to where they can see them. So, no, but okay, Ben is getting ready to meet Mahogany and her friends, quote unquote. And this is the thing that really exploded on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff, is that Mahogany's friends are actually not her friends, just like her parents are actually not her parents, allegedly.
I am just so confused about what in the world is TLC doing. I don't think this is the real Mahogany.
It's not. I think it's the real Mahogany, but not who he was talking to on the internet. I think this is the real person. He was being catfished by someone using this girl's pictures.
Actually, so you know what I think? I think this is who he was talking to in the messages. But I also think that she was never expecting to see him in real life. So she was lying to him. I think nothing that she told him was the truth, but she wasn't actually ever expecting to see him in person. So I will say I do think it's the real Mahogany. I just don't think that she told him anything that was true because she wasn't expecting to ever see him in person.
I guess where I'm confused at, though, is why hire all these fake people if it is the real person?
Because I'm thinking maybe her family doesn't know anything about any of this. They probably wouldn't approve. I also think that she probably doesn't have like any close friends. It seems like she was talking to Ben, but now, I don't know. I feel like she just wasn't ever expecting to see him in person. So she probably never even told anybody about him. That's what I think.
Well, if she wasn't planning on seeing him, she is a fool. Because remember, this wasn't Ben's first time when he was about to be going there to meet her. Remember? Right. And every time there was always some kind of excuse. So exactly. She should have cut her losses then if she really didn't want to meet him.
Yeah, just like, what was that guy who went to Ukraine and everybody was like, she's fake, she's not real, she's not real. David. She ended up being a real person. It's just everything was different when y'all wasn't talking through text. That's how I think it is for Mahogany as well. She took him to that Airbnb house. She hired these fake parents who they probably didn't realize that they said she was 22 when she was supposed to be 24.
That was such a setup. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's very mature for her age to only be 22. Now, you could have ended the sentence that she's very mature for her age. Instead, you have to add something where you're saying the actual age.
Right. I'm just so confused about this, but go ahead, continue.
Okay, so they meet up with the friends, and Ben is asking the friends all these questions, and all of a sudden, Ben finds out that him and Mahogany are actually not in a relationship, because turns out that Mahogany has been telling her friends that her and Ben are just friends.
Now, can we just take a second and really dig into this? Because this part pissed me off so bad. How in the world? The producers are asking Mahogany, and they're showing their text messages. I love you, baby. I can't wait to have a family with you. I can't wait to meet you and marry you and all this other shit. And Mahogany says, that's just how you talk in a text. That doesn't mean that you're for real. That doesn't mean that we were in a relationship. You didn't actually ask me to be your girlfriend. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, Mahogany is tripping big time. Now, even if she is only 22, girl, get a grip. What are you saying that y'all would be talking about all this kind of stuff, saying how much y'all are in love, but you don't think that y'all are in a relationship?
You're literally planning a future together.
To me, it's just, if you're saying that that's something that you want, why not just have that conversation with Ben? Are we in a relationship? Because obviously Ben thinks they are, and he assumes that she also thinks they are.
Literally, but if you wanted clarification,
if you wanted clarification, you would think that you would just ask for it.
Okay, here's...
Or at least you would think that she would have told him, you know, something about them being in a relationship once they see each other and get to know each other better. You would think that she would have mentioned something about them not actually being in a relationship before
Girl,
now.
And you say that you told your parents and they don't approve of our relationship because your dad thinks that I want something more from you. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm so sick of mahogany. I can't take it. She's playing Ben so bad.
I think she
just needs to just stop. Just stop. You see how she tried to flip the script on Ben and like, oh, you haven't been very honest or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She is very slick because just how she's saying that they're not in a real relationship because he never asked her. And she kind of flips the script and says that. Then remember whenever the parents had said that she was 22 and Ben is saying, wait a minute, what? And then she kind of puts that also on Ben saying, wait, you don't know my age?
Girl, gaslighting 101. You know good and well that you told me that you were 24.
And that you lived with your parents.
But
every time...
You're living in this freaking Airbnb.
Right. But every time something happens, she is making it Ben's fault somehow.
Exactly. I'm like, Ben, come on. Like, this man was crying for you when you didn't come to the airport. She's pissing me off. I was excited for their segment, but now... I'm kind of like pissed off. Like, I don't like to see it anymore. It's just really annoying. Girl, if you don't want to be with Ben, just say that. I mean, do you really think that I travel all the way to freaking Peru for a friend?
Right. And that actually brings me back to something that you mentioned earlier, where she was talking about how, I guess, them in Peru are more affectionate through text. Because she mentioned that, because when they decided to go on the getaway and they're in the car and she was talking about how awkward it was because they weren't as affectionate as they were on the phone. And all I'm saying is, girl, that is your fault. Literally, Ben has been trying to.
Yep.
And you've been putting up stop signs every step of the way.
I just want Ben to catch the next flight back to wherever he's from. Back to America, wherever state he's from. Ben, get on the next flight, please. I can't take it.
I'm surprised because remember on the last episode, he was saying, I think I'm going to leave because I'm really confused.
I would leave only because I'm scared. This girl is telling all these lies. I don't know what you have planned. Like, everything seems different now.
Yeah,
it seems a little sketchy to me, even if it's not just because he feels sad, like, oh, she lied. No, you need to be feeling freaking scared because something is not right about this situation.
Right. Which brings us to when they are on the getaway. This is why Ben should have been saying what was on his mind and not holding back, trying not to hurt her feelings. He should have been calling her ass out because... Mahogany kind of low-key called Ben out when they were on the getaway, when she was basically saying, you know, why would you think that we're in a relationship?
Bitch.
You never asked me, you know, she called him out. Why are you asking, like, my friend stuff like this?
And then she's like, oh, so with your wife, it was your wife's fault. She doesn't like you. You guys don't have a good relationship.
Yes.
Then with the other girl, you're saying it was her fault because she didn't like the fact that you had kids. So nothing is your fault, huh? Everything's perfect, Ben, right?
Yes.
I'm like, what the?
She was so quick to call him out.
She was going in on him.
And now it's too late for Ben to call her out because now it's going to seem as if he's just calling her out because she called him out on stuff.
Girl, I really just feel like Ben needs to run. This is too crazy. And going back to the friends, so I saw on Twitter that TLC had a casting call for the role of quote unquote Amiga. And they told the people that come to wear cream shirts and blue jeans.
Do you believe that?
Yes. Why the hell else would Mahogany's friends be wearing the same exact outfit? They're not twins. So
maybe
why
they were twins.
No. And also, why the other friend didn't say anything? The one friend was doing all the talking. The other girl was just sitting there nodding. She didn't have anything to say about her friend, Mahogany. Come on. Come on. And maybe also, did you notice? Look, did you notice this? When the friend started, when Ben asked the friend, tell me something about Mahogany or whatever. And the girl's like, Mahogany's a really good person. She's this, she's that. Did you notice that the girl was speaking in Spanish into the translator? And she's saying, like, Mahogany's a good person. You can always count on her, blah, 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 blah. Mahogany was just sitting there. No emotions. Then when they played it in English, Mahogany was like, oh, thank you. Like, that's sweet. But when the girl was saying it in Spanish, Mahogany didn't have any type of, like, facial expression, no reaction whatsoever. So did you notice that?
I actually didn't, but I did notice that there were moments when Ben will say something to her in Spanish and she responds in English. So I definitely think that...
Ridiculous.
She Ridiculous. Is... I think she's probably fluent in English and Spanish, obviously, but it seems as if she's more fluent in English.
Yes. Don't you feel like the way that her friends speak Spanish and even the way that Jimena speaks Spanish is way different than the way that Mahogany speaks Spanish? You know, I can understand Spanish if somebody talks slowly. And I will say I can definitely understand Mahogany way more. Like her friend was talking fast. Her friend had like a really thick accent. I couldn't hardly understand anything that her friend was saying, honestly, because she was talking fast. Mahogany talks slow in Spanish.
Yes, she does.
Like she's thinking about how to say whatever she's trying to say.
And she doesn't just, it's not just how she talks, because she doesn't speak slowly in English.
Exactly. I think she's speaking Spanish the way that somebody who learned later in life, like she's fluent, yes, so she can understand it and stuff.
I agree. I mean, I don't speak Spanish, but even I can freaking tell that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to Mike and Jimena. This is
poor Mike.
This is something that really breaks my heart, because when we first see them on this episode, it's after Jimena told Mike that she doesn't love him, or that she's not in love with him. And we kind of talked about it last week about how it might have been kind of like a clickbait type of situation where maybe she wasn't really saying that, and then they were going to clarify what she was actually saying on this new episode. But it turns out that she did really say what she said, that she wasn't in love with him. Oh my
Girl,
gosh.
I cannot with Jimena. She is so heartless. I'm so glad that Mike's friend told him, like, you need to run. And she was saying this stuff in front of Jimena. I mean, granted, Jimena couldn't understand when they were talking in English, but she's like, Mike, this chick does not care about you. She's disgusted by you. Mike, run.
Please.
And I'm glad. I know that Mike will be heartbroken, but at the same time, Jimena is using him.
It is crazy that he can't see that.
Yeah. And even if it's not just to come to America, like even if she wanted to stay in Colombia, he's doing everything for her. She quit her job when they started talking.
Yeah, that I was shocked, because for some reason, I mean, we already knew that she didn't work, but to hear that she had quit her job because he was paying everything, that's how you already know. We talked about it one other time. He has to be paying her whole rent.
Exactly. Not half.
Like he tried to say, he has been taking care of her. And we know that Mike has never been in a relationship before, which I guess you could understand why he was getting tricked so much, maybe in the beginning, but you still know what feels right and when something feels wrong. The fact that Mike doesn't realize that something is wrong here is crazy to me.
And I think that Mike actually does realize that something is wrong, but I think he keeps thinking that she doesn't like it when I do this, I'll just change it, or she doesn't like when I do that, so I'll just stop doing it. Which, I mean, yeah, to a certain extent, I get that, but at the same time, you can't stop doing everything that you do just to make her happy. And I just feel so bad for Mike because it seems that he's willing to just do anything. Oh, she doesn't want me to do this? Okay, I'm not going to do it. At the end of the day, it's just making Mike, I don't know.
It just makes you feel bad. You know, he was devastated after she said that she wasn't in love with him.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, Ximena tried to cushion the blow by just saying that they haven't lived together long enough for her to be in love. I don't know.
But you were in love with him before.
Right. I think.
But she did say that.
It's bullshit. is what it is at the end of the day. But Mike's friend actually was calling Ximena out. And I like how she just said it straight up to Mike. She didn't try to sugarcoat it. Look, she thinks you're gross. She doesn't like you at all. She doesn't want to be around by you. Yeah. You need to leave her. Period. Yep.
Because, and that's what the friend said. She's using you, like. And she was, and I liked how she was even asking Ximena as well, like.
Yeah. So. And the crazy part is that Ximena was just being so straightforward with it. You're wondering, wait a minute, maybe Ximena, I was going to say maybe she doesn't even realize the extent of what she's doing, but never mind, because I do think that she does.
Yeah, I think she does. I think she doesn't care. That's the thing.
Right.
The only reason why she does care is because she wants Mike to keep paying for all her shit so she don't got to go to work.
Yeah, she wasn't even trying to pretend to the friend.
She wasn't. She didn't have any emotions. She just sitting there like, yeah, I quit my job when we started dating. And, you know, type.
My thing is, I want to know if she asked Mike, can she quit her job? You know, if he'll pay her stuff, or did he offer this to her?
Right.
Ximena seems kind of bold, so I wouldn't be surprised if she brought it up.
I wouldn't be surprised if she just quit her job and not even asked him at all, or he not suggested. He's just been sending her money. I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel so bad for Mike. I hope that if this is their true relationship, because we already mentioned that TLC likes to kind of stage some stuff. So I hope that if this is truly how their relationship is, that Mike can go out and see this and find somebody that actually likes him. Especially now, you know, he has this exposure. There could be a huge pool of women that want to date Mike.
Right. And did you see, like, on next week's episode, when Mike is about to end it with Ximena, she's like, oh, maybe we can work it out.
Yeah. And I hope that his friend's words are ringing in his ear. She doesn't like you. She thinks you're disgusting. Period.
And she's using you.
Yes. I mean,
she hasn't been trying to do anything this whole, because he's been here, what, like a week now, right? This whole time, she's been treating him so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
I mean, you're making him sleep in the kids' bed.
Girl, now when I tell you, okay, you know what? Maybe we should just end it. We can still be friends, but hell no. Now all of a sudden, oh, maybe we can work something out. You haven't been trying to work anything out this whole time.
Right. We'll see. I really don't have any words. I just feel so bad for Mike. Hopefully he gets someone who can make him happy.
Yeah.
Well, that was our last couple for the night. We still didn't see Ella and Johnny. It's so funny, though, because I saw somebody posted something on Twitter about Ella and Johnny. And people were like, who?
Right. Yeah.
People were talking about how they were so forgettable. And
how that they forgot they were on the show.
Yes. They never show them. I don't know why they're saving all their stuff for the end. I mean, maybe they don't have that much, but I don't know why they're saving it for the end.
Right.
You'd think they would still throw them in there.
Include them with this freaking 2-hour episode.
Yeah, just so that people didn't forget that they were on the show. But oh my gosh, did you see the preview for them next week?
Yes.
Ella supposedly had sex with some guy. Yep. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be good. Next week's episode is going to be good.
Yeah.
With Mike and Jimena. Now Jimena wants to work it out. Gino and Jasmine, because Jasmine's about to get exposed.
Oh my gosh.
Ella and Johnny.
I don't know what. Oh, I can't wait for Ella and Johnny, because I think that's going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And her, no, we'll talk about it next week.
Yes.
Because I was about to say something, but never mind. Well, that wraps up our episode this week. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, everyone, at 90dayfiancewwh. Also on Instagram at 90dayfiancewaitwhat. And leave us some ratings and reviews here on Apple Podcasts.
We hope you keep listening.
Yes, we hope you enjoy the show. Let us know if there's anything else you want to hear. We outie.
Bye.